The Dan and Maz Show. My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekends. Hooray!
Lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Morning, legends. Yeah. Dan and Maz Weekends, hello.
Hello, Maz.
Hey, mate.
That's a lovely, how many leopards had to die to make that outfit, Maz?
Hey? Zero.
Is that from your last hunting trip?
No, it's not. It's this leopard print, mate.
Carved the skin off the beast
shirt.
And swaddled yourself in it and rolled into work. No, it was a synthetic leopard that died to make that one.
Indeed it was.
I just like your outfit today. I'm once again wearing a black t-shirt and a pair of jeans and some sneakers.
You're very consistent with your attire for the show.
You know what you're getting with Dan DeBoof. You're getting a bloody good radio show, I'll tell you that much. Maz, you're still engaged?
Yeah, I'm still engaged. I reckon there's a ghost in the studio this morning because I legit...
No, I'm just really pale.
No, I swear I just turned one of the TVs off with the remote because I just do not care what's going on Today Extra or whatever it is.
It's just Trump. It's all Trump.
Well, it's really distracting because, you know, look at the pretty lights. And I turned it off with the remote and it switched itself back on.
No, that was me, Maz. I sat on the remote.
No, you didn't. Don't even. I know you didn't because the remote is on the desk and you're not sitting on the desk, are you?
Whoa.
Anyway,
there you go. That's a thrilling start to the show. I promise the rest of the show will be more interesting.
Hopefully the studio's not haunted. Maybe it'll make for a better show. Anyway, up next, kicking the show off on a Saturday, as per usual, with Confused, our confusing news-based game segment. If you want to play, we need to play. 131060 is the number. We'll get to it next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It's time for Confused.
Oh, step inside the Confusodrome. And play our confusing news segment. It's called Confused, and playing today is Confusinator Loretta.
Hi, guys.
Hey, babe.
Hi, Loretta. Are you ready to play Confused?
Yes, I am.
What are you ready to play?
Confused.
Ah, yes. Good. Sometimes people call up and they go, Confused, and I'm like, you are a fool. But no, Loretta, you are... a real brain box. Well, are you? We'll find out. Two news stories from Maz Compton. One is fake. You got to pick the fake one. So put your detective hat on.
Good luck, Loretta. Here is story number one. That's not a cannon. News anchor Casey Atchison of Q13 Fox in Seattle was trying out Google's new Quick Draw artificial intelligence game where you're asked to draw a specific object and the computer tries to guess what it is. Atchison was asked to draw a cannon, but what she actually drew on live TV on Thursday morning was... you can probably figure it out.
A male genital.
It was, and her reaction, oh boy. Or did it, Loretta.
I was going to ask you more questions, but it might give away which is the real one or fake one. So I'll wait, hold my peace.
We'll do a frequently asked questions at the end.
Yep, a fact.
Loretta, is it story number two? What a goose! After months of tireless training and meticulous preparation, runners can only hope that it all goes smoothly on the big day of a race. So unlucky cross-country runner Justin Deluzio must have felt like giving up after being wiped out by a goose during a race in Pennsylvania. The university student was less than a mile into the run when a goose ran straight into his feet, sending him flying. The person who filmed and uploaded it to Facebook said, "And who says cross-country isn't a contact sport?"
Loretta?
Loretta.
Yep.
Is it the Robo Willy or the running goose?
I reckon the goose is fake.
You're correct, Loretta!
I knew it as well.
You're correct. It was actually a deer that hit the guy in the race. He is fine. He was very, very bruised. He said, after the deer hit him, he thought, I should just get back up and finish the race. And then another part of him went, you just got hit by a deer. Let's just reassess and see what's happened here.
Yeah.
He's okay. Yeah, he's okay. Whoa. But that does mean that Casey Atchison of Q13 Fox in Seattle did draw a giant on the television. And man, is it funny. It's
did
so funny
when she realized.
No, it didn't even get that far because she started drawing it and she drew like, you could say.
These are the wheels.
Well, no, she started.
This is the long gun.
She started with the long gun.
Oh, okay.
And then she started with the long gun, and then she was like, oh no, oh no. And then she tried to cover up the screen. It's brilliant. Live TV, hey?
Yeah,
good
that's
stuff.
It.
Yep,
it's
that's
good
it.
Stuff.
Well done, Loretta. You're a winner. You get nothing. We got no prizes.
I went confused.
You that's did. Good. And you can
go.
Tell everybody for the rest of your life.
All right. Eyes on the road, Loretta. Come on.
Congratulations. Up next, I've got an update on my engagement.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I am still engaged to my fiancé. It's been a week.
Yep.
So exciting.
You managed to turn it into a Mamma Mia article, which is great already. You're getting sweet royalties from the...
I'm a contributor for Mamma Mia. I'm on the payroll there, so it's my duty to write for Mamma Mia.
Two segments on the radio, one Mamma Mia article so far. It's only been a week. This is just the gift that keeps on giving.
It really is.
God, think of all the work you were doing before engagement. You must have done this ages ago.
Just get engaged.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It takes care of everything.
It's brilliant. Yeah. It has been a really busy week, though, for my fiancé and I, because we've been, you know, obviously getting a lot of phone calls from people congratulating us. And the one question that keeps coming up is, have you set a wedding date? And no, we haven't. And it's really
why not?
Frustrating because...
When are you thinking?
I tell you why.
What kind of season are you thinking?
I tell you why we haven't set a wedding date, Dan.
Why?
Because we just flipping got engaged.
Yeah.
We haven't had a chance to have a conversation between each other about any future plans other than, hey, what do you want to do for brunch tomorrow?
Okay.
We haven't even thought about it. I feel like when you get engaged, you just want to enjoy the engagement season. And at some point, maybe in a few months, we'll start planning for like in a year or so, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But everybody, it's the first thing that people say to you after congratulations.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you got engaged? Congratulations.
All right.
When are you getting married? I don't bloody know.
That's all bloody know.
I actually have no idea. And even people sort of preempt their own stupidity because they're like, oh, I probably shouldn't ask because you probably don't even know yet, but have you set a wedding date? I'm like, no, I haven't set a wedding date. And you know that that question's really annoying because you know that I haven't set a wedding date. You know it so much that you even preempted that you shouldn't have actually asked me the question in the first place.
Yeah, but I mean, look at it from our side of equation, Maz. I need to know when I need to be free for your wedding because I'm going to be the maid of honour. So
you said mate of honour last weekend.
Yeah,
is it changed? Is that changing?
I said it again.
Oh, I thought you said maid.
I did. Oops.
I was like, hang on a second.
Hello.
Is this something that you're not telling me that's happening in the next 12 months?
No. Yeah, just a wig. Still got my beard.
Thing,
just
team.
A wig.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
We will let you know when we set a wedding date, probably by sending you a save the date card in the mail.
Yeah. All right.
That's
so you'll
probably
give us
what we're going to do.
All right.
So we'll give you all a heads up.
Yeah.
And I would appreciate it if everybody could just stop right now with the asking of the question. And it made me think, you know what? There's probably so many people out there that get asked that one question all the time because they're in a particular season of their life.
Yeah.
And I want you to call 13 10 60 and we'll just do an announcement to all of your friends and family that they don't need to ask you that question anymore.
Not specifically your question, Maz. Any question.
Any question, because this is just the question that I'm getting asked right now. And it makes sense because I just got engaged. But, Dan, people ask you all the time when you're getting a haircut.
Oh, they do, actually, because I haven't had a haircut in about 18 months. And
that,
you can tell.
You've been getting asked that question since I've known you and we've worked together for 7 years.
Yeah, people always like... The other day, my friend Matt, he goes to me, so...
Is this little Matt?
Yeah. He goes... Yeah, he's tiny. He goes, so, what's the end goal with your hair? What are you working towards?
What's
a bit sick of it.
That's a very diplomatic way of putting it, though.
I'm not a bloody accountant. I can do whatever I want with my head.
That's a really nice way for a friend to tell you that your hair looks terrible.
What are you working towards there? No, it looks creative. What are you working towards there? And I'm like, hey, everyone, it's my hair. Just call it with all those questions. Stop right now. Thank you very much.
Christy on our Facebook, we have put a post on our Facebook page where Dan and Maz, if you want to comment there, go for it. Christy has said, how many pairs of shoes I own? OMG, I get asked all the bloody time. I buy shoes. Relax, people.
Maddie has said, people always say, can I touch your belly? I assume she's preggos.
Well, if not, it's really awkward.
Yeah, or maybe she's like a little statue of the Buddha. You know how you always touch the belly on them?
Do you?
Yep, for luck. Maybe people want to just touch her for luck.
Rub the belly for luck?
Stop right now, thank you very much. All right,
13 10 60. Give us a call. What question do you want everybody to stop asking you? We'll take your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We want to know on 13 10 60, is there a question that everybody keeps asking you and you want them to stop right now?
Maz Compton, when are you getting married?
Don't know. I know who I'm marrying, though, so that's a big piece of the puzzle.
When's the date?
Don't know. Haven't thought about it. Probably somewhere in the distant future.
Mm.
It will happen one day,
yep.
And all the relevant people will be notified accordingly.
Yep. Buddy, sick of being asked, though.
So over it.
I'm sick of being asked when I'm getting a haircut. Stop right now, mate. I'll get one when I'm good and ready. I think my hair looks pretty good. And if you go to our Twitter, you can see it. It looks like, because I combed all the hair from the back of my head forward, it looks like I'm a walking haystack, like a grug.
My goodness.
I look like a bloody grug.
So long as you love it, mate, that is the main thing.
I'm happy in my skin.
Perfect.
All right, all for let's talk to other humans.
We've got Tash, hello.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, Tash.
Great, babe. What is the question everyone's asking you and you want them to stop?
When me and my boyfriend will get married, because we're going on to 5 years and it seems like everywhere we go, it's the first question they ask.
Now, hang on. Are you engaged?
No.
Oh, so it's when you're getting engaged.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. This isn't like a little tactic that you're doing to get him to ask, is it?
No, because I literally just dropped him off at the airport, so he should be sitting in a plane and won't hear me call.
Oh, good. All right. You should just ask him.
No.
Is everything okay with you guys? Is he just getting on a plane?
It's great.
Yeah, do it at your own pace, mate. Shut up, society.
Yeah, everyone, stop putting the pressure on them, you know?
Yeah, geez.
Marriage is a big deal.
Wayno.
Hey, Wayne.
Hey, guys. How you going?
You're good.
So good.
Can everyone stop asking us that, please? We said we're good.
That's actually a good one for us. Yeah. Stop asking us how we are. We're always awesome because we're doing our show.
Yeah. The other hours of the week, mess. But the 2 hours
Monday
to
Friday, boy, don't get that. No,
Wayne, what are you sick of being asked?
Oh, I'm sick of being asked a particular question. Maz, you're going to cop this one in however long it takes. When are you having babies?
Oh,
man.
Terrible.
So I'm assuming that you're getting asked that question, Wayne, because you are married.
Correct.
Yeah. And you do not have children as yet.
That's it. Yeah, married for 3 years, together for 12.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We're just hopping it left, right,
time
and centre.
Time is a ticking.
My brother, he thought he'd gotten around that one, Wayno, because he had the baby before the wedding. He was like,
they
great.
They did things and round the other way.
Now it's, when's the next one coming?
Oh,
so you'll get
gosh.
That. It doesn't go away, Wayne.
No, it just keeps escalating. All right, nobody's allowed to ask Wayne when they're having bebes.
We got Nadia. G'day, Nads.
Hey, Nads. Yeah.
Nads.
That would be my high school nickname.
All right. What are you sick of being asked?
I'm sick of being asked. So I just finished year 12 in September. I'm sick of being asked what I'm doing after school. And
Great one. Yeah.
The question everybody should be asking is, where are you going for schoolies?
Exactly.
That's the most important question in your life right now,
Priorities.
Not what you're doing with your future.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It's very annoying. It's literally the first question anybody asks when you say I've finished year 12.
Righto. Well, no one's allowed to ask Nadia that anymore.
Maria.
Hi.
Hey,
what
babe.
What are you sick of being asked?
Well, I already have one child, so I'm sick and tired of being asked when I'm going to have my second one.
You know what? There's no pressure there. You don't have to have more than one.
Just
FYI.
Say the first one was such a disaster. We've just stopped. The first
Thank
one's
you.
A real mess.
You know what, Dan? That's my excuse. That's fine.
It was so traumatic. I wouldn't do it again. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, Ned, bring it home, Ned.
31.
Ned, a bit hot on the old phone there, Ned.
Oh, sorry. Right, back it up.
Ned. What are you sick of being asked, Ned?
It's not about babies or marriage. It's a public service announcement for every Ned. There's only about 10 of us, but we're sick of getting asked what's Ned short for.
Is it Edward?
No, it'd be Ed. It's Edward's Ed. Why would you go Ned? It's hard enough getting called Ed Flanders.
Hey, Ned. Whoa. One of my friends has a son called Edward and we call him Ned.
Well, you've got to know that everyone's going to call him Ned Flanders, Ned Kelly, Betty Martin's disaster.
Ned, can you just set the record straight then? Yeah. What is your name actually short for?
Ned, N-A-D. Yeah, I think the old man was on some drugs or something, but yeah.
Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree does it?
Well, it's just
he made something so easy so I could spell.
Ned.
So,
Well done, mate. Ned. I'm really glad you cleared that up for everybody because it's a fair question.
But, I mean, it's your parents' fault. They called you Ned. Ned. They gave you a short name on purpose and it's cursed you for life.
It's not short for anything other than Ned, guys.
Good stuff. Well, thank you, Ned. It sounds like he's been waiting for that topic his whole life just to call up and be furious.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We're both very excited about this next segment on the Dan and Maz Show.
Time for some Bat Chat. Bat Chat. Give us a call, 131060. We're talking bats. Not like cricket bats or baseball bats or tennis bats or whatever. Not like insulation bats that you stick in the roof. Pink
the
bats.
Wee winged mammal. The
winged
bat.
Mammal. The cave dwelling blood sucking flapper itself, the bat. 131060. Have you had a run in with a bat? Have you been attacked by a bat? Has a bat got up to mischief? Got a cool story about a bat? I don't know. We're doing a bit of bat chat. It's bat chat. 131060. Give us a call because Adele could call up. Songstress Adele.
That'd be great if Adele actually did call up.
She's going to be here soon. She's going to be down under. She's in Mexico at the moment, or she was this week. Anyway, she might have left because of all the bats. But a bat interrupted her show, tried to attack her, and she freaked out. It's amazing.
There's a bat. It landed right by your head. It landed right by your head. Oh, my God. It's a f***ing bat. Welcome to Mexico. It's true. I'm happy to be here, but
so much. I just love Adele. And then this reaction is so brilliant because it's terrifying to be confronted with a bat.
I do like that Adele has simultaneously inside her one of the most amazing voices and one of the roughest voices ever.
Yeah, she does.
Like,
it's
she
awesome.
Can sing like an angel and she can swear like a sailor. Like, she has the two in her at once. But we're getting sidetracked because the star of the story is the bat. So we're doing 131060 Bat Chat.
My friend Belle, she was in a taxi in the city heading into work and a bat flew in the open window of the taxi, terrified her, traumatized her so badly that the taxi driver had to pull the taxi over and she got out. The bat stayed in.
The bat picked up the fare.
That? Well, I don't know. I actually don't know how she paid for that cab in the end. Don't know the end of that story. But it is true.
But it's got a great middle. Yeah.
She was fully traumatised for like a good few hours after that.
Michael on our Facebook has said, about to get it on, then a bat interrupted. Caught him in a pillowcase outside to let him go and it flew straight into junk.
What?
I'm assuming he doesn't mean a pile of rubbish near the house.
That's intense.
Bat chat. Bat chat.
131060, give us a call. Oh, we've got Pat. Can we go to Pat on All Bat right. Chat? It's Pat for Bat Chat.
Pat Chat.
Pat, welcome to Bat Chat, mate.
How are you?
Yeah, we're good. We've established
good.
That.
We're always good.
Bat chat. Oh, mate,
story.
Have I got a... So, okay, so for work, I'm a courier driver. So,
of a
night, I drive home, I get home just when the sun comes down and it's starting to get dark. And every night, I pull into my driveway. I always manage to go past the same tree, a fruit tree, and the same bat every single night flies out just when I'm pulling right next to the tree. He flies out and just misses my windshield. Oh. But not only that, just one night last week, I was having a cigarette and I had the window open and the frigging thing flew right in the window. It just... It's like when you get hit by a spider or something and you jump.
Ugh. Did you freak out?
A very little bit.
Yeah, well, I'm driving a truck, so when it hit me, I almost crashed the truck into the bushes.
Well, I'm glad you didn't do that. Yeah. Did you finish your durry?
Oh, of course, and I didn't let that go.
Yeah. Oh, good work, mate.
Well, they're expensive.
Good to see where your priorities are.
Yep. I'm going to ruin these lungs no matter what this bat's trying to do.
Guys, we're doing Bat Chat, 131060. If you have had an encounter with a bat, we'll take your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It's time for Bat Chat. Bat Chat.
Adele could call up.
Sure could.
She could say, I was doing a concert in Mexico and a bat flew at me. That's how she talks. Kinda.
That's a pretty average impersonation of Adele.
Yeah, but
can
it's
you
also...
impersonate her singing?
Nah, it was good. Whatever, I don't care. It's just a radio show.
You're the best.
Give us a call. Just chuck a bat story at us, really. That's all we're after, just bat chat.
It could be
a bat that attacked you or maybe, I don't know. Well, what about this one? Megan has said on our Facebook, we're Dan and Maz on Facebook if you want to be our friend. Desperate for friends, I am. Megan has said, I used to babysit four nights a week, great detail, for a family and they had a bat living in their roof, which would escape somehow and fly around the house. If the kids were still awake, I'd freak out screaming, bat! But the kids were just like, it's okay, Megan, it's just Batty. The parents would come home most nights and I'd be barricaded in the room because Batty was roaming around.
That's awesome.
Batty!
That is the exact type of stuff that we need for Bat Chat this morning. We've got Jason. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Bat Chat.
Jason, you legend.
Good one, Jace. That's brilliant.
Cracking himself up.
How's your dangly bits this morning?
Well done, Jason. You're the funniest person on the show, and that includes me.
That's gold.
Oh, that was great. That's what's your bat chat story?
We used to go for holidays to my grandparents' property up in Queensland, and like we're having dinner, and this little bat flies in, and my grandma goes, "Don't worry about it; it'll get out of here." And it just kept flying around the house and around the house. She goes, "They come in here all the time." It came down through the fire. I'm like, "Okay." My god.
It was just business as usual at Nan's place.
It was business as usual at Nan's place.
What is she, like some sort of Transylvanian vampire or something? Like, do not worry about the bats, they fly around.
Country woman.
Oh, man.
She'd probably just get used to it. You know, the first time the bat came in the house, she was probably like, oh, there's a bat, that's going to freak me out. And then, you know what, they probably became mates.
Yeah. I can either freak out about it every time this happens, or I can just learn to live with it. And I'm going to choose the latter, because I'm an old lady, I don't need this in my life. Yeah, no, good on her.
Bat chat. Neil, hello.
Hi, how you guys going?
Good. Really good. What's your bat story?
So, I got a cricket bat story.
Sure. Yeah, why not? Yeah, okay.
I misunderstood the bat.
I made a mistake, but I'm going to persevere anyway.
I had a house party and I trashed the house when Mum wasn't there. And when she came back, she hit me on the elbow with a cricket bat and I had to get elbow surgery.
Surgery.
I had to get surgery. My elbow is frozen.
Yeah. She must have been really angry at you, Neil.
She was pretty angry.
And she had to pay for the surgery, though, didn't she?
Nah, insurance covered it. Thank God.
Hey, whose cricket bat was it?
It was mine.
Oh. Oh, no. Injured by your own bat.
Yep, drawn by my own sword.
Yep. We were talking about the winged mammal bat, and we now have gone into cricket bats. So, God, who knows what we're going to get for the rest of this segment. Ash.
How you doing?
Good, Ash. Give us a bat story for Bat Chat.
Oh, I hate bats more than any other animal in the whole world. Not even animal, they're pretty much just like an overgrown insect.
They're terrible.
Okay, all right.
We have an apricot tree at the front of our house, and last summer there were so many fruit bats in it, they were the noisiest animals. At 2 o'clock in the morning, I was out throwing apricots in my jocks to scare them away. The next morning, we woke up and cut pretty much every branch off the entire tree till there was just the trunk left to get rid of them, and now it's summer again and they're going to come back.
Oh.
They are the worst.
Good
they
to
are
get
noisy,
chest,
aren't they? They do make a horrendous noise. Yeah,
it is rats with wings, aren't
what are you going to do? Like, summer's coming around, Ash. What are you going to do? The bats are going to be back.
Cut the tree down again, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Apricot tree.
Oh, yeah, it shouldn't be there.
You get the fruit in spring and then you just chop it away.
David.
Yes.
Chuck us a bat story, dude.
Oh, have I got a story for you?
Good.
So when I was young, I found a little baby bat while I was at work, and I decided to take it home as a little pet. And I was like, I'm gonna cherish this little thing. I gave it a name, called it Brucey, you know, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And
cute.
Next thing you know, I'm like, oh, I better feed it. He's pretty hungry. And I'm like, all right, what have I got? I fed him chicken tenders. I thought everyone loves chicken. This bat will eat it. Half an hour later, the bat was dead.
Oh my god, you killed him with tenderness.
Oh no! I loved it. I cherished it and it died.
Brucey, you killed Bat Brucey with a chicken tender.
I did.
Is and it safe to say?
Yeah, go Maz.
Is it safe to say that?
Fruit bat.
Oh, it was a fruit bat.
I was going to say the bats are vegetarians.
No, they suck blood, don't they? Is that a myth?
Well,
then why did the chicken... Was it not cooked properly, the chicken?
Oh, no, because I was eating it too. I just fed him off my plate as well.
I don't understand how the chicken killed the bat. That's not a normal sentence.
Oh, it's not a normal show and it's not a normal segment. Bat chat. Bat
chat.
Brucey, little Brucey, chicken to death. Killed him with tenders. Oh, it's not what he intended to do. Thanks, Dad. Sorry, I had to say it. It was in my head. I had to get it out.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we are talking about.
Oh, hey, legends. It's Dan and Maz Weekends. How are you? We've done our animal topic for the day. If you've just joined us, sadly, you missed out on Bat Chat.
We're
gold.
We're famous for two things. People often say all you guys talk about is either animals or food.
So the food topic's coming. Don't worry.
It literally is. Before the end of the show, we've got the food topic. You've missed the animal topic, though. It was quite funny. We did Bat Chat. To be honest, to the nerds out in the phone room, I reckon we could get another Bat Chat for the end of the show, I reckon,
yeah,
if we're lucky enough.
The phones are... They were running hot.
Yeah.
They ran really hot for Bat Chat.
So we might bring it back before the end of the show because it was good.
We are going to... we're opening up the non-emergency hotline next on the show, guys, which is good. And to be honest, I wished that it was open yesterday because I found myself yesterday in a situation, Dan, where I was like, oh, this isn't quite 000 stuff.
Yeah.
But I have been stung by a jellyfish. My leg feels like it's on fire and I'm crippled over in pain. What do I do right now?
Yeah, you
actually probably should have called 000.
Nah, it's not life threatening.
Well, it felt life threatening.
That's not what 000 is for. It's for life threatening, not life threatening ish.
I did the right thing. So I called my mum instead and she told me to take an antihistamine and calm down.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're still here, aren't you?
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Leg swollen, though.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah, it is. Yikes.
Surrender.
All right. Non-emergency hotline opens up next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Yes, we're opening up the non-emergency hotline.
Now, don't confuse it with 000. That is the emergency hotline. Round of applause for all the legends at 000 who save lives.
They do an amazing job.
We don't pretend to be as good as them. We are not as good as them. But what we do is we provide a secondary service. The number is 131060. It's for non-emergencies. So people aren't calling up 000. If they've got just a minor pickle, a little situation they're in.
Yeah, some people that we've helped in the past. Have a listen.
Non-emergency.
I
left my wallet at home and I'm out of petrol.
Oh, that's a bit of a disaster. Maddie, what size bra are you wearing?
Interesting question.
I have no idea. 14 double D.
I reckon if you just pull your top down a little bit, doll, go into that petrol station, you might not need that wallet for that petrol.
Maybe.
Okay, I'm at McDonald's and I do not know what to do. I want a sausage and egg or a bacon and egg. Can you guys please help me?
Oh, this is good. I love this one.
Okay.
I mean, obviously bacon is very popular, very famous on the internet. Everyone loves bacon. Mm. Sausage kind of sits in the sidelines.
Do you love a sausage though?
I'm thinking about it now. I might get both.
Nick's loving it.
Yes.
You get what we mean. Now, if they'd rung up 000 with that sort of stuff, it's a valuable resource. They'd use up a line. People wouldn't be able to get through. It's a complete disaster.
131060, that is the number of the non-emergency hotline. We do actually have some people who have commented on our Facebook page as well.
I mean, it's good that people comment, but we can't help them because these are people who commented like hours ago.
That's right. But just so you know, a good example, one here from Natasha who said, my cat just vomited on my white carpet.
Yeah.
Like that's...
Well, now you've got a feature patch.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yep, it is now.
Okay, feature patch it is. Just own it. Just go with it.
Shayna Blaze will come in there and go, oh, I love what you've done there. That's so exciting. Oh, yeah, Moggy had a vom.
Oh, so on trend for 2017.
Yeah.
The feature patch on the carpet.
Just
okay,
be
guys.
Confident with it.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's open up the non-emergency hotline. Non-emergency.
Don't call us if you've got an emergency. That's 000.
Non-emergencies only on 131060. That's the non-emergency hotline. Phone's ringing. Hello, Jody. Oh, no.
We've lost her.
Jody!
It's turned into a real emergency.
Gosh! Don't do that, babe. Are you okay?
Yeah.
What's your non-emergency?
Oh, look, I've been driving all night and I've just knocked off work and my daughter wants me to go to Chapel Street to get something from a sale, but it doesn't start until 10.
Oh,
you got a couple of hours.
So it's kind of like no point going all the way home and then going all the way back to Chapel Street.
Right.
So what am I going to do for 2 hours?
I don't know. Chapel Street's like the cappuccino strip of Melbourne, isn't it?
Yeah, just go and get coffee.
Yeah, but it's no fun sitting there on your own doing that.
Oh, sometimes you can be your own best friend.
Jody, just go and sit with a random stranger and strike up a conversation.
Oh, I don't know about that, Maz. That sounds like my idea.
They might think I'm a bit weird.
Yeah, maybe you are.
Well, you've got me there.
Embrace your inner weirdo.
Can't you just go sit at a cafe, get a coffee, and just like trial the internet on your phone? Just Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, I could do that.
When you can listen to us for the next 45 minutes. That's 45 minutes taken care of
there. We could stay on till 10 just to entertain Jody.
Wrong. No, I'm going home at 8:55:05.
Alrighty, okay.
Oh, we got another one.
We do. Kane, hello.
Hello.
Kane, it's a non-emergency hotline. What's going on?
Well, I've just realised I've just left my my place for work and I realised I've left my funnies.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Just close your eyes.
Yeah, just close your eyes.
Well, the thing is, there's a servo in another 2Ks and I've just realised I've left my wallet too, so I can't even buy any.
What is wrong with you, Kane? You're just throwing your possessions around town.
Oh, you know, a new dad and that sleepless night, you know, it happens.
You need to do the check before you leave the house every day. You go spectacles, testicles, wallet and watch.
Yeah.
Very true. Very
have you got
true.
Your testicles?
Most important. Most important part, yeah, I do.
All
do.
Right. Okay. Gosh, seriously, Kane, you got to make sure you don't lose your shoes the way you're going. Oh, so we've got another one.
Sarah.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah.
What's your non-emergency, babe?
I've just gotten up to go to work and I found my cat eating a bird on my kitchen floor.
Oh, that's not an emergency. That means that you don't have to feed the cat today.
It is an emergency when you have a fear of birds.
Well, it's dead. The cat helped you out.
I'm not sure it's dead.
Oh, no. This is terrible.
No, it's like you've got a nature documentary happening in your own house. You should get your phone out, film it, and do a bit of David Attenborough. Stick it on, stick it on YouTube. Become a millionaire.
No, thank you.
Okay, well, we tried.
There's no guarantees. Hello, Danny.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
We are well, Danny. How are you?
I'm very serious.
I'm very well, thanks. I need you guys to do me a favour. I need you to explain how the dead bat that ate the chicken gets to heaven because it's dead.
What? Okay. Are you referencing a segment that happened 20 minutes ago on the show, Danny?
You're talking about bat chat.
I am, but you need to explain it to my four-year-old daughter.
Okay. So, just to recap quickly, guys, we did a segment called Bat Chat and somebody called in with a story to say that he rescued a baby bat, he fed it some chicken tenders and it died.
Yeah. What's your daughter's name, Danny?
Her name's Grace.
Grace.
Hi, Grace.
It's all part of the beautiful circle of life, Grace, and the bat didn't die. It's just living on a farm somewhere eating yummy chicken and it's happy and everything's lovely, okay?
Is that okay?
Did that work?
It's not in a word.
Oh, no. Just kidding. It's dead. Traumatized a kid for life, Maz.
Not an emergency, though. So
no.
Everyone now the brief there.
Yeah. But now the kid's going to grow up. He's terrified of either bats or chicken
or
tenders.
Or chicken tenders.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Hey, let's talk about Pizza Hut. Remember Pizza Hut in the 80s?
Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday nights are Pizza Hut's all-you-can-eat nights. As much piping hot pizza as you like for just $6.45, $2.95 for kids under 12. Pizza Hut's all-you-can-eat nights. Three more tasty reasons to...
Oh, my goodness.
90s too, compo.
So old. Yeah, 80s and 90s Pizza Hut. You'd remember the all-you-can-eat nights.
It was hot in the mid-90s, when it was the best birthday, would be an all-you-can-eat Pizza Hut birthday.
Pizza Hut, making it great. That was their slogan, I think, in the 90s.
Yeah, one, three, do you remember that though?
Did you ever do the Pizza Hut all-you-can-eat thing with your bros, Dan, at school? Yep. Like maybe early high school or late primary school, and you get there and it was like, it was like $5 or something. Yeah. Insanely cheap when you think about it. And you could just smash all the pizza you could stuff into your face and then go to the dessert bar.
Yeah, I just like going to the dessert bar and making a swamp.
Did you ever put the soft serve onto a pizza? Was that just me?
That was just, I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what. People could call up because, first of all, what do we do? Okay, give us a call. We want to talk about your best all-you-can-eat stories, not necessarily Pizza Hut. Any
That's where we're going
scenario,
with this.
Any all-you-can-eat scenario. If you've got an epic story that happened in an all-you-can-eat scenario.
The thing is that Pizza Hut, so I feel like in recent times, Pizza Hut have downsized a little bit, as in their premise size. So there used to be these fully-fledged restaurants where you would go and it was a family restaurant, or you'd go there for your birthday party and you'd do the all-you-can-eat thing. And now they're these tiny little sort of like ATMs, you know? But Pizza Hut are now overtaken a whole bunch of Eagle Boys pizzerias, which are the established restaurants again. So they've alluded to, the CEO has kind of dropped a bit of a hint saying, you know what, the old Ristorante could be on the comeback. And if so,
the all-you-can-eat
buffet could be back.
Now, that's quite smart by the boffins at Pizza Hut.
We'll probably be $47 or something.
Yeah. We're the media and we have just, all they've said is maybe, and we're already on it. We're already on it. We're going, yep.
This is because on every show that we do, we have to talk about animals, which we've already done so far today, and we have to talk about food. So we're like, great, there's a food story. It involves pizza. Who doesn't love pizza? And it involves all-you-can-eat stuff, and we know you're all little pigs. So this will work.
I reckon there's going to be a lot of stories out there around all-you-can-eat, when there was an all-you-can-eat situation, people going to great lengths, people doing crazy stuff. I've got a good story. Every Mother's Day and every Easter, back when I was a kid, we used to go to the hotel buffet. There's
It'd be something fancy, definitely.
Yeah, it was medium fancy because it was like...
Did you say a hotel buffet?
Yeah.
That is fancy, mate.
Yeah, there were tablecloths. Yeah, no, that's fancy.
You are living it up.
Well, I'll tell you what I used to do. I would go there and I would always go straight to the sort of seafood.
Oh, did you? Because it was a hotel. Because it was a hotel buffet. Yeah. So super fancy tablecloths.
Medium fancy.
Medium fancy tablecloths is fancy.
Yeah.
Did you wear a bow tie?
Yeah, probably when I was a little kid, yeah, to be honest. Yeah, I used to, like, you know how, like, Bart Simpson dresses up in his church clothes?
Yeah. Your church clothes to the buffet for Mother's Day?
So I'd go there, and I loved prawns. I still do. My favourite seafood. I'm sick for a prawn. And I would go straight to the prawn section, and as a kid, it was like Aladdin's Cave of Wonders, because there'd just be these piles of prawns. And I'd take my plate, and I'd just put, like, a dozen prawns on. I'd take them back to my seat. I'd shell them. I'd eat them. I'd go back. I'd get another dozen. I'd eat them. I'd put away, like, I'm talking over 30 prawns as a little kid, just in one sitting, right?
Would you have anything else at the buffet?
Oh, maybe, like, a little bit of carvery.
Salad, no chance.
So one Mother's Day we went there and Dad tipped off the chef and was like, oh yeah, my son, he loves to go and get the prawns. So when he comes over, give him a bit of a spray about it. It'll be really funny. So of course I ran straight over with my bow tie, my little plate, just ladling up the prawns. And the chef comes out and he goes, oh, we've been warned about you. You're banned from all the prawns. And I just went, oh, I ran away and I went out to the table, Mum and Dad. I was crying, Mum and Dad. Oh, they've stopped me from eating the prawns. I'm never going to be able even to eat prawns again. And
everyone just
pissed themselves laughing at me.
You got buffet shamed as a child.
I know. I got buffet shamed. Nowadays, whenever I eat a prawn, I really value it. I'm like, this might be my last ever prawn.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, I reckon there are stories out there. Anyway, 13, 10, 60.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
13, 10, 60. That's our number. We want to talk to you if you've got an all-you-can-eat style tale from the past.
Yeah, the epic stories that contain the theme all-you-can-eat. It's because the boffins at Pizza Hut have hinted.
Pizza Hut making it great.
Hinted that all you can eat might be coming back. Also, shout out to all the people on our Facebook who've been advising where in Australia there are still all you can eat Pizza Huts.
Yeah, I didn't realize this, but there are a couple still floating around this
Jamie
great
Lee
brown
says,
land.
Still in Tassie, still there. Erin says Shepparton. Lex says Bendigo. So, Maz, we're a couple of city slickers. We're like, oh. But they're still out there. Hunt them out. Road trip. There could be more.
That's the exciting part.
That's what we're saying. We're saying, you know what? I live in the city. I expect it to be just around the corner. Thank you very much.
Okay. So, if you've got a story about an all-you-can-eat scenario, we want to hear it. Ashley has called through on 131060. Good morning.
Morning.
What's your story, Deb?
So we went to like Pizza Hut All You Can Eat. This is the Pizza Hut one.
Is this in the 90s or is this recently?
I think it was something like my 13th birthday.
That doesn't. Oh, you could be 14 years old. Like, I don't know how. Like, how many years ago?
It was 90s. It was 90s.
Okay, 9 years ago. Okay. Good. So it wasn't in the 90s. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for establishing the timeline.
Yeah. Thanks. anyway, you know how you had like the all-you-can-eat sundae machine, you could make sundaes.
Yep.
So we decided that we'd have a competition over who could make the biggest tower sundae.
Yep.
My sister's partner made a tower sundae and it was legit 60 centimetres tall.
What?
It was awesome. The whole restaurant was like, whoa, that is so cool.
That's so
good.
Like
a legend.
Did you guys eat it or was it just for, you know, just for the lulls?
No, we ate it. We ate
good
it.
Girl.
It was like, he was like stabilising it. He was like, it's so heavy. And he was stabilising it. We topped it with a bit of sprinkles and the chocolate chips and it was so good.
I'm just imagining like a Cool running style slow clap, just everyone cheering, the manager coming out like with a tear in his eye, just being like, thank you so much, like taking a photo, put it on the wall.
Thank you, Ashley. Well, on our Facebook, Nicola has called out Steve and says Steve ate too much food, then mixed his ice cream with creaming soda and spewed in the car park.
Caroline has said that one of her brother's friends went to the bathroom at Pizza Hut, did a vom, came back out and ate more.
Yeah, make some room.
I'm going to admit I have done that before in my life. I have
at
done
Pizza
and I'm not
Hut?
Proud of it.
I feel like that was a sizzler thing as well.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Bev.
Hey, how are you?
Good,
so good. What's your story?
We were at Dream World, Movie World, and there was an all-you-can-eat thing, and my daughter went silly with the soft serve, so clearly there's a theme with the soft serve.
Yep. It's just inviting disaster, isn't it? Just letting people do their own soft serve.
Don't give anyone free rein. And, so she had far too much. And as we were about to get on the Scooby-Doo ride, she said, "I've got an upset tummy." And then just as we started going, she told me that she had had an accident. So you know the picture at the end? You know the picture you get? It's my face, just as she's told me that she'd had the accident. So that was the picture at the end. It was disgusting.
Happy memories.
I know. Bring them all on. That's fantastic.
It's a different kind of log ride, isn't it?
Katie. Katie, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
And we're talking epic all-you-can-eat stories. Katie, have you got one for us?
Yeah, I do. We went on a school excursion, and our dinner, of course, was Pizza Hut.
Of course it was.
Yeah, and three people out of all the class that ate the olives on the pizza got food poisoning.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's bad.
I mean, already olives aren't that great on a pizza.
Yeah.
But now they're public enemy number one.
They really are.
And I love that it's only three people in the whole school. It's like only three people.
That's what you get for liking olives.
Part of the excursion too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
I don't even want to know what their bodies
no,
were
doing. No, don't ask any further questions on that one. Yeah. Craig.
Yes.
Hello. Oh, dear.
All right, Craig-o, hit us with your phenomenal, amazing, mind-blowing, all-you-can-eat story.
Yes, so over in Wagga, quite a few years ago when I was around my mid-20s, we went into the Pizza Hut all-you-could-eat restaurant and I managed to chow down on 23 slices of pizza.
Three bowls of salad.
I did. And three bowls of dessert.
Oh, Craig.
Now, was it thin and crispy, the pizza?
It was a mixture.
He's diversified. Craig, was there like a sense like this was a very special day and everyone was watching you do it and we're like, oh my God, he's doing it.
23 slices of pizza.
No, I was just over there with some friends.
It was just a regular weekend. Why the hell not?
I'm pretty good on the tooth. I also got asked to leave the Wyong Golf Club smorgasbord. The manager had come up and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I think you've had enough. Would you please leave?"
Oh, it's all you can eat, not all you should eat. I don't want to hurt myself. It's my own.
And in New South Wales, the only Pizza Hut all-you-can-eat restaurant that I know of that's open is at Lake Haven on the Central Coast.
Craig, I don't think we should have put you to air because the CEO of Pizza Hut's just heard you and the CEO's like, well, that's it. We're not doing this anymore. Craig's going to put us out of business.
Oh, Craig, you are just a very clever human, aren't you?
You get eight slices. I am. You get eight slices to a pizza. You ate 23. So what's that? 8, 16. That's three pizzas.
Nearly three whole
plus pizza. Salads and dessert.
Whoa.
Craig, you're a hero. You're an Aussie hero. You should be on the $20 note. You're a hero.
The $20.
Thank you.
Stick him on the 100. Oh, what a champion.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Nearly time for us to get out of here, but we did a spot a bat chat earlier today.
Yeah, just talking about bats.
It wasn't just
us being frivolous. It was based around Adele and how a bat crashed her concert. I'm sure you've seen the videos. Some good stuff.
Oh, it's so good. She flipped out, dropped F-bombs. It was amazing.
Yeah. We asked, you know.
We what?
We asked. We asked. Asked.
Well done.
Have you had a run-in with a bat? Have you got a good bat story? They kept coming in. We've got time, I think, for one more, Mazzy.
We do. It's Rye on 13 10 60. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Rye, welcome to Bat Chat. What's your
2.0.
story?
I had this bat that used to come visit every 6 months and used to feed him fruit out of my hand.
Is that your story? Is that it?
Yeah, well, yeah. He had a tree. There's a tree full of them, and he came down a low branch in the middle of the night, and I fed him a bit of fruit. And every 6 months, he used to come back, and I used to feed him.
What's his name?
I didn't really give him a name because I know. But Rye. Let's just call him Bruce.
Hey, Rye, how do you know it was the same bat?
I just figured he'd say like the same fruit, and he got a taste for apple. So,
but Rye, maybe the original bat came. And you fed him some apple. And then that bat went back to the other bats. He's like, hey, guys, that guy down there, he can feed you some apples. And then he sent in another bat.
Well, that
and
is
And then
that
the other
true.
Bat came back with a good report on the apple. And then they saw you there with apples again. And they sent in another bat.
Well, does that mean I'm Batman? Or?
Yes, it does. You are Batman, right?
Sweet as.
Oh, right.
I'm so glad that you've got a bat friend.
I'm so glad, Maz, that we brought back Bat Chat.
To be honest, I hope it is the same bat. I hope that.
Yeah, so do I. I want to
really believe
in magic.
I really do hope that there's that connection between animal and person.
When did Bruce stop visiting you?
When I moved away.
Oh, okay. So maybe there's someone out there and this bat turned up and they shoot it away and the bat went back home and just had a little cry. It was like, I was going to see my mate Rye and get a yummy apple, but it was not to be.
Oh, I'm so glad we ended the show with that call.
I know. I'm glad we got that in before the end of the show. We got Rye on and we got Bat Chat back. It was just so worth it.
Bat Chat was a very, very popular segment, actually.
Yeah, it was.
We might need to bring that back one day. Guys, we're going to get out of here for you Saturday. Enjoy your day. We're back on air tomorrow, so we'll catch you at 7 a.m. See you then.
Dan and Maz Weekends.